Okay. Coach Johnson, if you could open up with a statement about tonight's game.
Well, it was a heck of a football game. I was really proud of our guys in the second half. You know, I think Wake Forest is a good team. They've played everybody close all year. They're really good on defense inside. And, you know, to come out in the second half, the defense did a nice job holding them to 3 points and got some fourth down stops. And on offense, we were able to hit some big plays and get in the end zone. And, you know, at times we can make it look scary with special teams and, you know, but bottom line is 38's more than 24, and you take it and move on. I thought that we found some things in the second half that we were able to do a little better with some counter stuff on offense, especially with the quarterback counter. He hit him for two long plays there. And, you know, made just enough plays to win.
Okay. Questions for Coach Johnson.
Coach, struggled a little bit on defense with the read option in the first half. What adjustments did you make in the second?
We couldn't get lined up. I mean, we couldn't get lined up, and we had a couple guys out, but that's no excuse. In the second half, we did a little better getting lined up. We just talked about it halftime. You know, I don't care what defense we play. I just wanted to be able to line up. And we did that, and some guys made some plays defensively in the second half.
It seemed like you got Taquan loose in the second half.
Yeah, they were chasing the motion, and he got loose on a couple of little quarterback counters. And he's really quick and elusive, and they had no backside fold player because they were running with the motion. So, you know, when we did it right, it was a pretty good play for us.
Kind of defensively, you had to kind of plug some guys in because of some injuries.
Yeah.
How do you – it seemed like it was night and day, first half, second half, on the defensive side of the ball.
Well, yeah. We struggled to stop the run in the first half. They never really had a lot of yards in the first half. It was a crazy game. I think both teams had the ball four times. And to their credit, they scored three touchdowns, and we had to kick field goals. And really, really frustrated with that first drive. That just first and goal from the two-yard line and get knocked straight back like that. And we put in a little counter or a little zone play, and I don't think we blocked it right. We must have ran that thing 5,000 times in practice this week, and we get out there in the game and look like we've never done it. Blocked it wrong every time.
Coach, how did you feel about King during this game? Does this change his role moving forward?
Who?
King.
Brandon.
No, he's the kicker. I mean, he's – you know, I thought he made the field goal he made right before halftime was big. You know, he hit a couple of kicks out of bounds that aren't good. We were right on the fringe of a field goal there when we threw it in the end zone. It was just, I'll be honest, I didn't have a lot of confidence after we rolled the dang snap back on the extra point. And if we hadn't got the penalty, we probably would have kicked it, but it was maybe 5 yards farther and I wanted to try to kick. I thought about punting them and try to pin them inside the 10, but the ball was on about the 35, I think, or, you know, something right around there. And we thought we had a pass, and I think if we protected it, we did. I think we had the guy open in the end zone. We just couldn't get our feet set to throw it.
Coach, outside of King, what is – probably the best way that you can describe some of the miscues with the special teams, i.e. being two-point conversions and things like that?
Well, that's not special teams. That's on the offense. That's on me. It was the way we ran them. They were awful play calls. Well, we tried to run the zone option, the first one that we worked on all week, and the second one was a little rub route with three guys, and we pulled it down and kept reverse field. And Mike could have run it. And he tried to kill Clinton with it. He threw it like a damn low fastball, you know. I've coached long enough. I know better than to start chasing those 2 points, especially in the third quarter. You know, it was 21-19. Everything is you got to go for two, but you start chasing them, and then you can't get off them. You got to keep chasing them.
You talk about pass blocking, so I imagine you're not too happy with some of the pass protection.
There was a couple of guys who struggled, yeah, but I'm not sure it was everybody. There was just a couple of guys, yeah.
You played that second half with five offensive linemen.
Yeah, we pretty much played after the first series with five. That's all we had.
It seemed like it's kind of you're at the turning point there with what do you do with injuries and stuff if guys are and do you put them
in? If one of them get hurt, you put somebody else in is what you do.
Could you still burn a shred at this point?
Well, you got to have five offensive linemen. I mean, you can't go out there. They won't let you line up with four. So it's I guess they probably would, but wouldn't be too smart. Although at times it seemed like we play with four.
I know it's kind of a token of judge, but it seemed like guys had a lot of energy and seemed really, really ready to play. I know there was a lot of talk about the mind of game and Hanover, but it seemed like you guys responded the right way.
I thought we kind of sleptwalked through the first half, honestly. I think we had way more energy in the second half than we did the first half. There was a little more urgency. I don't know. If you can figure out what's going to happen with 18 to 22-year-olds, good luck to you. I've been doing this 39 years. I couldn't tell you.
It seemed like the left tackle for Wake was moving a little bit before the snap. And
you think?
Like the fans, even, you know, Kyle didn't start going. I mean, kind of what
was it? You know, I thought he was too.
Anything else for Coach Johnson?
Coach, we started the week out not even knowing if Devontae was going to be able to play, and he ended up 26 carries and over 100 yards. When did you have confidence in, you know, carry a big load like that?
Wednesday when I went up to him in practice and told him if he didn't practice, he wasn't going to play. And all of a sudden, he came out of that red shirt and was going 100 miles an hour. He's a tough kid. I mean, he's a tough, tough kid.
Jaquan made some special plays for you. You know, he got some really nice counter blocking, but he just showed again just what he can bring himself.
Yeah, I mean, he's a gifted runner, and you know, I think both his long runs, Ricky really kind of did a nice job blocking. The very first one, I know Shamir got a guy. I think it was Shamir. Well, he pinned his guy, and then when we got the pull, both Parker and Jahazel got fed up, and there was nobody else out there. And the last one was pretty much the same thing. Parker had to stop and go back. He really shouldn't have, but he stopped and went back and sealed the guy because they were so far down in there. And then once Daquan broke outside, he's got pretty good quicks.
The reverse you ran with Ricky seemed like it was like the perfect call.
Yeah, they'd been chasing, and we'd been waiting to get the ball in the middle of the field.
Anything else? All right, thanks, Coach. Yeah.